from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom Arese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Artesia police continue their investigation into a shooting that occurred at the Walmart Artesia parking lot around 6 p.m. Saturday. It injured one person that, according to Artesia police, the victim, a male, was initially treated at the scene before being airlifted to an area trauma center. He's expected to survive. Anyone with information on this case are encouraged to contact Artesia police. Two Artesia men, 22-year-old Zachariah Matthews and 19-year-old Isaiah Farmer, were charged with disorderly conduct and unlawfully assembly on June the 20th. According to reports, Farmer allegedly used social media to promote the gathering of hundreds of people in violation of state mandates on public gatherings, and Matthews was accused of staging the gathering, where Artesia police noticed about 10 to 15 vehicles and nearly 30 men allegedly racing in the parking lot of the Harvest Fellowship Church. Later that night, police responded to a call at the Martin Luther King Jr. Park on 13th Street, and they observed 50 to 100 vehicles in the parking lot with around 200 people gathered. Many voters across the state received unsolicited absentee ballot request forms in the mail, raising red flags because a non-government, non-profit organization sent them out. And while the absentee ballot application form is an official form approved by the New Mexico Secretary of State, Eddy County Clerk Robin Vanetta sent out a notice stating that she will not accept the forms sent out by the Center for Voter Information. Instead, she said voters should request an absentee ballot through her office or online at nmvote.org. The Smoky Bear Ranger District reports that 420 acres have been burned in the Lincoln National Forest, which began on August the 4th. That, according to New Mexico Fire information, there's been no updated reports yet of how much of that fire has been contained, which was caused by a bolt of lightning. The fire is about 9 miles northwest of Capitan. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arese.